With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Desperately unlucky with Sophie Locke not to get a free kick. In fact, she has. And she makes no mistake, and that is a beautiful moment. She points to the sky. Every one of her teammates gets to her.
I almost had premonitions about her kicking the first goal. Just knew she was so hungry for that first goal for her mum. And yet, it was pretty amazing. Yeah, it's very emotional. Yeah, fantastic. Really fantastic.
That's the voice of Stu Locke, and pretty emotional there, as you can understand, because his daughter did a magnificent thing last AFLW season, made her debut for Hawthorn, kicked Hawthorn's first ever goal in the competition, and hard to believe, just a fortnight or so after losing her mum, Sarah, to cancer. Sarah, it's a great pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Sophie. Right. Welcome. Too many names. And to be honest, during the ad break, I was a bit distracted because we were talking chicken steaks as well. Now, it's not the hot dog and it's not the steamed dim sim. It's the chicken steak.
Yeah, on the barbie.
Fantastic out there at Seymour. Yeah, well,
Sophie's a Seymour girl, went to Assumption College.
Another Assumption.
Oh, yeah, my word. We infiltrate everywhere, Assumption.
Breathing well there.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And so she knows Seymour very well, and we were talking pre the last break about the Seymour Footy Club, and I'd love to go there on a Saturday and watch them play. And the barbie was good, and the steamed dimmies are good, and the dog's generally good, the hot dog.
Okay. Well, Sophie, so obviously with your mum, Sarah, you've signed on, you've joined BCNA as an ambassador for 2023. So you're passionate about sharing, you know, your story, but not just your story, but your mum's story and raising awareness, of course, and you're doing the Carmen's Fun Run, which you've signed up for.
Yes. So Saturday 19th of Sunday 19th of Feb.
Elstonwick Park,
down yeah. Brighton, nice area. Doing the fun run, doing the 5K. Dad's, you know, outdoing me and doing the 10K. and signed up with family and friends and my Hawks teammates as well.
That's fantastic. It's a day for the whole family, isn't it? So even if you aren't running, there's a Carmen's Carnival, of course, rides, live entertainment, activities and food. So people can get involved, even if they're not keen on putting the runners on a course and slogging it out for 5 or 10 Ks like your old man is.
Well, there's a half marathon as well.
There's that too. I think that was a bit pushing it.
Oh, okay.
So take us through your season. I mean, it was massive for your family. It was massive for you individually. What was it like playing your first game at the level?
It was absolutely surreal. It was a very, very long day because it was like around 7 o'clock. So I had nearly like a whole day to think about it, try to distract myself when I watched my sister's netball game for Seymour. Yep. and then headed down. But yeah, we're just sitting in the car and Dad and I like, you know, anything can happen. And I'm just like, if I get one kick, I'm happy. And it just happened that the first kick was a goal. But yeah,
amazing.
It was awesome.
And Stu was at the other end watching. He wasn't sure if he got the free kick or not, but obviously, as we heard, he was thrilled.
Yeah, it was up down the completely opposite end. I had to watch it up on the screen, and I didn't think I was going to get the kick as well. And when the ump called it, I could just see like my whole Seymour Football Netball Club were all behind the goals down that end, and you just see them jumping up. Like you can see in the replay of the video, they're all standing up as soon as my ump called it. So yeah, it was quite awesome.
That's a pretty special moment, isn't it? And I think the video went, the clubs do it so well now, Scoob, don't they? And that behind the scenes stuff, the video with Beck saying that you're going to make your debut, man, that's pretty special stuff.
Yeah, no, the media team are pretty awesome, and they did wanted to make sure that I was, you know, okay with it all being shared, because it is such a, I guess it was a pretty sensitive moment, but it's just showing the story I've been through and the emotions that you go through with football, and just to show that you're human, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, look, unless you've been in that position, it's hard to know how you're going to react. I mean, it was so soon after. I mean, was there any reticence at all to play? I mean, were you always happy to make yourself available to play? I mean, what was your thinking at the time?
The weeks leading up to it was very, I guess I was a bit on edge, and Mum was always like, you know, I had a pracky match coming up, and Mum was just like, it's okay, like, just, you know, go and play. She was always like, go and do it, go to training, go to the footy camp. And I was always like hesitant to stay home. And I just knew it's her club. She was the original Hawthorn supporter, and she's the reason we went for Hawthorn growing up. And I actually went to training, Captain's Run, the day after Mum passed, and the club, Jack Gunston from the men's team, are just like, we want to wear armbands for your mum. And I just thought that is so surreal that the team she supported are going to be basically supporting her. So, yeah, it was kind of, I knew I had the support around me to play the game and play for the club. So it was a second thought.
And I guess anyone who ever gets to the level that you've got to, the highest level you can get to, you don't do it on your own. Like, you do it with your mum, your dad, or your family, or your siblings, or your friends that get around you. So what role did your mum play in getting you here?
She's my rock. She's always helped me, especially my mental game. Dad was always my fitness, and Mum was always my mentality. And when I'd have like late night trainings, getting home at around like 10:30, she'd be the one on the phone, talking me on the way home, getting me through the nights and the training sessions, because she knew that was the reason I was staying at home, because I wanted to be around her as much as possible. But yeah, she was definitely my support, head of support crew. Loudest supporter in the crowd, like my teammates. When someone kicked a goal, she's like, I heard your mum. And I'm like, everyone did.
And a human taxi as well, I imagine, during those early days.
Absolutely, yes. Especially when we had like early trainings when I was playing like Murray Bush Rangers and you had to drive all the way up to Wangaratta. Mum and dad will alternate carpooling, but yeah, definitely got my hours up pretty quickly. Jeez.
Big K's out there in your part of the
world. Actually, there's the good part when the kids are learning to get their license. When you're driving up and back, 120 hours, suddenly you look at the logbook and think, oh, wow, they're already there.
Yeah, I got my night hours up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I bet you did. What's the toughest part of that, Sophie? And how did you all cope with it? Because, I mean, it's a lot of time to sit in the car and think and worry. Were you a thinker or a worrier? Did you play music on the way down to your games and whatever? How did you relax the mind while you're travelling down the car?
Blasted the tunes. I think a lot of people have passed me singing. but yeah, no, everyone's like, you know, do you listen to podcasts and that sort of thing? And it's always just blast music, play all different playlists, so I'm not listening to the same thing over and over again. And then if I ever needed someone to talk to, my mum was always, you know, the one who would talk to me for hours and get me through a car trip. Her and my auntie were just, they're very good at talking.
It's different than travelling with your team on a bus. You know, you've then got things in common. Suddenly you're sitting there and it's a bit isolating in the country, and you're coming down and you're thinking of what may or may not happen in a couple of hours' time, and it can be stressful.
Yeah, absolutely. And like leading up to our second training session before round one, and we haven't been told who's in the team yet, and my dad just said, look, I'm driving you down because if you don't get picked, I'm not letting you drive home by yourself. And if you do get picked, well, similar situation. So, yeah, that's why he was down. And my sister came along as well. So that's why they're all there when I first found out I was debuting.
And where did the taste for footy come from, the hunger and the love for footy?
I've always grown up around footy. I've, you know, grown up around the Seymour Football Netball Club. Dad was president a couple of years ago. Always loved the game. But I'd always played like netball, tennis, swimming, everything but football, because it wasn't really a women's team unless you played with the junior boys. And I've always, you know, kicked with the boys at halftime and that sort of thing. And that's where I got, I guess, noticed. And Euroa, our rival club, started up a women's team. And Dad tried to get me to sign up, but Mum's like, no, I don't want to get injured. Our netball team's struggling. And at the end of the season, one of the scouts was like, no, you got to get your daughter to play. So I played two games for them. Two games for the V-Line Cup, and then next minute I'm in the Bush Rangers squad.
Was there a program at school at Assumption for the girls to play footy?
Not until I was year 11 they started up a women's team, and I went to play one game when I was in year 12, but the weekend before I played, I had a hip fracture in my femur, so I missed out on playing a game for the school, and I only played, we started up a women's Seymour team as well, with Dad and some friends from some of the girls from Seymour. And I only played one game for them as well because that was the game that I did it.
Right. So if you said you got spotted at halftime having a kick with the boys, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how you were identified?
Yeah, I was one of the local scouts who knew Dad, and he's like, your daughter can kick a footy. And Dad's like, you don't need to convince me, you need to convince my wife.
Right. Okay. And look, I think what you're doing says everything about you, because you've been through, obviously, the understatement is a traumatic experience, and I guess most people's understandable reaction would be to just distance themselves completely from everything about it. So for you to be an ambassador for Breast Cancer Network Australia, I mean, that's, I imagine it's been a learning curve for you as well.
Absolutely. It was actually originally my father's idea, and he contacted the network and the girls reached out, and I just thought, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to be a part of, and I love everything that they do in supporting families, and they're supporting network as well. And I know traveling with mum when she was first diagnosed and going down to her chemo sessions and radiation, and even I think BCNA also hosted a makeup session for women who were going through chemo and losing everything, and went down with mum. It's just the support that they provide for these women is amazing.
Yeah, 25th year of that organisation as well. They just do obviously a magnificent job, don't they? So you commuted from Seymour last season. Now your dad's still there. So I imagine, look, for all the reasons we've just mentioned, you'd probably be reluctant to leave Seymour. You might as well stay there.
Oh, I am very tempted. I am trying at the moment to, it's a bit impossible at the moment to find rent in Melbourne, but I am looking to move to Melbourne this year just to make it a bit easier on the footy season, and got the VFL season coming up as well to play and trained a couple of weeks with those girls as well. So I'm trying to get down here. It's a little bit impossible at the moment.
Yeah.
So just explain that to me. You've got the VFL season first.
Yeah.
And then is the AFL season been confirmed yet? When it's starting
yet.
And finishing?
The word is it's around August again. Right. I'll play a couple of games with the VFL girls. Break, pre-season, AFLW season.
And what side are you with the VFL?
Box Hill Hawks.
Yep. Sophie, so good to see you. Well done on what you're doing. Well done on a magnificent first season. And I'm sure many more still to come with Hawthorn's AFLW team. We wish you the best of luck for the VFL and obviously AFLW after that. And hope you get through that 5K Carmen's fun run okay on Sunday the 19th.
I hope I do too. Thank you guys for having
me. My new favourite team.
Hawthorn?
Yep.
AFLW. Why not? And my new favourite meal choice is that chicken steak as well. I'm going to have to get up there for one of those.
You could cycle up one day.
Oh, easily.
Ride the bike up.
Good riding up there around Seymour. All right, we'll take a break. Great to have a chat to Sophie Locke. Yeah, always my shout, I reckon, around here. Back after this.